She likes it. Good picture, by the way, the two of you at the rodeo over the weekend.
We had a good weekend out
there. Did you?
Yeah.
Were you wearing your boots or did you wear your Merrells?
Wore my boots.
You had your boots and your cowboy hat?
That was a mistake. Those are not walking shoes, man.
Hey, it's a Monday morning. It is 6:49, and you know what that means. Oh, yeah.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style. She's got grace. She's a winner.
Yeah, but they let her win, I think.
She's a lady.
Yeah, you hear the chuckle in the background of one lovely and talented Anita Schauer. Anita is the host of Pismo Beach Today, which airs here on these here airwaves at KVEC every Sunday from noon until 1. She is the biggest Tiger Woods fan in the world.
That's it. All right. How did you know? Did I let it out of the bag?
I did. You let it out of the bag that when you said, did they let him win?
Did I?
You weren't going to say it on the air, but I wouldn't let you get away with that. Now, it was, from what I heard, it was a really good Masters tournament yesterday.
Well, listen, you should make him very happy when he goes to the bank today.
Yeah. Well, I think he was already pretty happy when he went to the bank. You know,
can you imagine being Tiger Woods? I don't mean to interrupt, but can you imagine being Tiger Woods going to the ATM thinking, I want a couple thousand?
Yeah. No, I mean, you're limited not to a 600, problem. Sir.
Yeah.
You know,
I think he has somebody that does that for him.
Yeah, he probably does. Likely. He probably does. And he and Phil Mickelson had that big shootout in Las Vegas a short while back. And
that's true.
Yeah, there is. Tiger lost that one. Phil won. He got like $9 million. And Jake Owen, who was a country star.
Yeah.
There was a great interview with him on the air. He was at a wedding that Phil Mickelson was at, and he'd had a couple of champagnes. And so he decided he went up to Phil Mickelson and asked for his $29.95 pay-per-view fee back because the game was so boring. He said, two of the greatest golfers in the world, and you can't get three birdies between you on 18 holes. I want my $29.95 back. So Phil Mickelson pulls out his wallet, out of his pocket, just pulls a wad of $100 bills out. Hands Jake Owen, who's a country music superstar, hands him a $100 bill and said, here, I made about 9,000 of these last week. You can take 100. Now, and then he told him what to do with 100 and walked away. But
that was charming.
It was charming. So anyway, let's talk Pismo Beach. How you doing today?
Oh, I don't know now. Yeah. Oh, I'm doing fine, thank you. And you, gentlemen, are you good today?
Yeah, we're very good. It was a big weekend. I spent most of my weekend hauling things to and fro my wife's garage sale.
Was it successful?
Depends on which one of us you ask.
I'll ask you.
No.
Thank you. Okay, listen.
Before it all got started, I offered her $300 not to have the garage sale. And let me take everything over to the Goodwill. And she said, no, we're going to do pretty good. We'll make more money than that. So,
and, didn't.
And we don't live in Atascadero proper. We live just outside. So that means we had to take all my wife's stuff and drive it over to her friend's house to set up over there and set up the tents and the tables, 12 tables worth of stuff, by the way. And you know who got to do all that.
You did because you are a good boy.
Because I am a good boy, and I know which side my bread is buttered on, or which side my butt is breaded on. I'm not sure which that is. But so I took it all over there at 6 o'clock in the morning. When she called at 3 o'clock, I went back over, loaded up all the stuff that didn't sell, brought it back home, and refilled the garage again. So I wound up...
No. You missed a step.
I wound up putting in about 6 hours on Saturday working hard, and when all was said and done, I said, how much did you make? She said $312.
Oh, my. Did you get the 12?
Nope.
Did you get the 300?
Nope.
Well, what did the contract say?
The contract says till death do us part.
She's working on that part.
Anita, I'm sorry. We're eating up all the time we have talking about my yard sale. We only have a couple minutes left. What's going
Here
on?
Here we go.
What's going on in Pismo Beach this week?
Okay, tomorrow we have a terrific city council meeting. It starts at, well, I get there at 5 because I want to sit up in the front row, of course, because I'm Phi Beta Kappa. Of course you are. Okay, so on the agenda tomorrow, lots of things. Really, we have proclamations for Hunger Awareness Day,
nice.
Sexual Assault Awareness Month, National Travel and Tourist Week, Bike to Work Day. What's the last thing? Community Choice Energy presentation. Oh, that ought to be very interesting. That's Monterey Bay Community Power. I think they're going up and down the state saying that they can do whatever PG&E did. I don't know. We'll see. And then let me see what else is going on. In the big consent calendar, we can't do anything about that because they pass all of it. But some of it had to do with the water systems consulting. Some had to do with landscaping, the city right-of-way along the property frontage at Ocean Boulevard.
Right.
And then, of course, the Shell Beach Streetscape Project. You know, a little bit by slow, they do things. There's something about maintenance and rehab on the road. So that's fabulous. And then there's going to be the introduction of an ordinance amending the local coastal plans. That ought to be fun. What are they doing now? Title 17, Title 5, Pismo Beach Municipal Code, adding regulations. Oh, that ought to make a lot of people go down there when we add regulations. And then staff report, there's a resolution levying the 2% annual assessment for the Pismo Beach Business Improvement District. So if you remember last month or the month before, I mentioned that they were at the meeting regarding this and they weren't going to be ready to do this year because they already set their budget, so they wanted this to start in January, but they're going to revisit July. So that's that. And what else? New consultants coming on board for planning and environmental services for what? The general plan and the local coastal plan. And that's the city council meeting tomorrow night. Always fun.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, then, are you ready?
I am. I'm ready for you. Oh, you're still good. You're still good.
Okay, Saturday is the Egg Extravaganza at Dinosaur Caves Park, which we've been talking about for several weeks. It starts at 10. You might want to get there a little bit earlier. Runs until 1. And the Easter egg hunt will go by age group, so the little darlings that are a year and a half and 2 years old have, you know, a chance to get some Easter eggs. And then Colleen from Parks has requested that if you want your child to pick up Easter eggs, the child has to have a basket. So bring child and basket to the Easter egg hunt, Dinosaur Caves Park, and then you can stay afterwards and play on my favorite thing, the American Ninja Warrior playground equipment. I love it.
Everybody loves it. Everybody's been talking about it, too.
Well, we were over there last Saturday, and I tell you, there must have been 500 people there. And the little itty-bitty kids, they want to hang from something. They absolutely love that feeling. Of course, there were parents everywhere, and I certainly did appreciate that. But that's really going over like a bang. And then on Sunday, we're going to have Colleen on from Parks and also Jerry Minick. And he's going to talk to people in Pismo Beach about independent living resources and what can happen. And if something does happen to you, who's going to come to your aid and be take care of you if you're disabled and if you need someone to speak for you, he'll tell you who to call. So that should be very interesting because we want to give Pismo Beach residents lots of information.
All right.
Lots.
And that's okay. That's Sunday's show.
That's Sunday's show. And last week we had Effie McDermott, and that was fun.
Yep, and we're going to have that up online so people can see that and hear the podcast coming up here for you in just a little bit. And once again, joining us as she does every Monday morning live from the city of Pismo Beach, the lovely and talented Anita Schauer.
Thank you.
We got you all in there. That's good. Well, thank you for being part of the show today. We'll talk to you again next week, okay?
Yes, thank you very much, Andy. Thank you, Scott.
Well, you're welcome. She's the kind I like to flaunt and take